I start here tonight. I'm just filling in for Councillor Howell, who's out sick at the minute. So you're just going to have to bear with us tonight. This is all new again since our online efforts during COVID. So in terms of proposing and seconding, I'll just hit your speaker and I'll try to keep it as straightforward as possible. I'll just read out these introductory remarks first, though. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for the discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of that discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, we'll make a start. Have we any apologies?
Chair, we have apologies from Councillor Jackson, Councillor Lee Sargeanor, Councillor Howell and Alison Rowe as well.
Thank you. Just on Chairperson's remarks, so just after the sports awards last Friday night, I'd just like to congratulate all the winners who came home with awards after that night. Anyone that I was speaking to said it was a very, very good night and enjoyed it immensely. So well done to all the winners at the sports awards. Okay, have we any declarations of interest? Okay, we move on to item 3, which is the action sheet arising from the last committee meeting held on the 19th of February. Let's just go take it page by page. So page 1, page 2, and page 3. Are there any matters arising? Yep. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. It relates to, I think, page 3 in terms of the Living High Street project in Newcastle. Chair, I've been made aware that there's been some negative social media from a political party actually in this council on this issue, more or less implying that this Meanwhile Space, the rear of the centre, is basically saying that councillors are more or less content with that as opposed to a new leisure centre. Now, I think we need a recap on that, really, because we were all at the committee meeting in October, November time, I think, whenever the matter was discussed. And the idea of a temporary event space actually came about by the business community in Newcastle and put that proposal to officers in a meeting that I hosted actually last summer. And fair dues to officers for going away and sourcing and securing 100% funding for this project, which is really, really important for Newcastle. But I think at that meeting that we had, it was either 18 October or November, I can't remember, we very clearly mentioned that at that meeting, you know, obviously this is absolutely brilliant, but we still need our leisure centre. It's been long overdue. And Paul, I know that you very kindly confirmed that night. I am conscious that probably was in committee. And given the fact that we're outside of committee now, it would be really good maybe if you could reconfirm that again, because we're all working together to deliver what's best for Newcastle. And this is additionality. It's extra funding we've got from central government. And I'm delighted that that's going to be invested to the rear of the Newcastle Centre. That's notwithstanding the plans that we have. And I know, Andy, you're presenting, I think, coming to more in CAA councillors in a few weeks' time. And I know that top of that list of our priorities will be the new replacement leisure centre for Newcastle. But I think it's just quite disingenuous for some parties to say that the rest of us aren't all pulling in the same direction and working together for the betterment of Newcastle. So I know, Paul, that you did say that night. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe just reconfirming that again for those other councillors, that they all know that what direction of travel that we're heading in, and it shouldn't always be an either or. Surely we should be doing our best for all projects and for the betterment of the whole town and the district. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, through the Chair. Certainly, listen, it's great that we've managed to secure £200,000 worth of funding from the Living High Street scheme for a temporary meanwhile use, if you like, event space, which will have significant benefit to the town, and you're quite right, Councillor Devlin, we did that in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce in terms of developing that, and so we're looking forward for that being in place, certainly for big events like the Golf Open coming down the line. You'll be well aware that the Newcastle Leisure Centre project is a key action on Council's corporate plan, and we continue to progress towards that. The latest update, and I think that all members are aware anyway, is that we're about to bring an updated OBC back to elected members, and as we move through that process, that'll start progressing and finalising, I suppose, the direction of where we are with the Newcastle Leisure Centre. So still a priority project for the Council, as far as I know. And nothing's changed in that respect. And, certainly that this is a temporary meanwhile use of that area until that is facilitated and the new Leisure Centre is built.
Chair, for allowing that. Thank you. Thank you. No further comments. Move on to item four. Sorry. Can I get a proposer? Proposed by, I have to go on the system here. So proposed by Councillor O'Hara and the seconder. Seconded by Councillor Devlin. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so item four is the revised report on playing fields at Carrignina Road, Kilkeel. Paul, you're taking this?
Yeah, members.
Paul, can you just make sure your microphone's on?
Just clarify, that wasn't my fault. Sorry. No problem.
Thank you.
Sorry, members will recall that this particular report coming to last month's committee, we're retabling this report with a new map. We've since engaged with the clubs that were involved in this process. And so essentially we're just looking to, I suppose, get approval for progressing this particular site through the council support and community leasing policy. Looking for approval on that, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Yeah, just to say that I'm happy to propose and thank Paul for bringing this back, as long as the clubs are happy with it. We are as well, so it's grand.
Yeah, just to follow on from Alan's comments, I'm happy to second that, Chair, to move it forward. Thank you.
Okay. That was Councillor Lewis proposing and Councillor Devlin seconding. Okay. So items 5 to 7 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposed by Councillor Finn and seconded by Councillor O'Hara. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, you're good to go.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, expressions of interest in respect of the Warren Point Health and Wellbeing Hub. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Andy McMurray, to approve the following. To open a call for expressions of interest for the area identified in Appendix 1 of the report, in line with Council's policy and procedures on sports and community facility management and leasing. To obtain evaluation for the site for the purposes of a long-term lease. Item 6, expressions of interest, land leasing report, Bessbrook Football Field, Oriel Park. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Finnegan. Note the contents of the officer's report and that expressions of interest for land and facilities will progress to stage three of the Sport Leasing Policy 2016 in relation to Bessbrook Football Field, Oriel Park. Item 7, Nuri's Faminpo. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Galbraith, to approve the recommendation outlined within the officer's report to progress remedial works at Nuri Leisure Centre. Thank you. So, folks, items 8 and 9 are for noting, so I'm going to take them as read, but if there are any issues, if you want to raise them now, or alternatively, you can email Andy or Paul if needs be. Councillor Lewis?
No, that's fine. I'll
you sure?
Mail them over, yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yes, sorry, can I get a proposer and a seconder for items 8 and 9? Proposed by Councillor Lewis and seconded by Councillor Galbraith. Okay, folks, that's us for another month. All right. Thank you very much.